You're listening to Rockers in Recovery Radio. If you'd like to find out more information, go to rockersinrecovery.com or Rockers in Recovery on Facebook. Thanks for listening. Have a great day. Hey, hey, guys. John Hollis with Rockers in Recovery. Want to thank everybody for tuning in. Rockers in Recovery Media is dedicated to carrying the message of addiction recovery education. We do this through music, news, events, and festivals taking place within and not limited to the clean and sober communities. You know, it's been a great day here in sunny South Florida, and we're looking forward to all of you having a great day, too. Andy Pace is home with us today, Music and Recovery. Andy is a professional musician, drummer and musician. For over 30 years, Andy has performed worldwide with CNC Music Factory, Gary U.S. Bonds. It goes on and on and on. And, of course, over the years, he, of course, had some issues of his own with addiction and ended up becoming part of the solution and opened up an organization up in Pennsylvania called Little Creek Lodge. And Andy, of course, will be on with us today talking about music and recovery, but also talking about the Rockers in Recovery Music Festival that will be coming up here in February. He comes down February 11th, 2017. You can find out more information by going to rockersinrecovery.com, and you can click on the Listen Live or Listen Live button there, but you can also download the festival information. And hopefully everybody's a part of the festival and coming down and hanging out with us. We look forward to many more festivals and being able to help people. And today is, again, Rockers in Recovery. We did a lot of stuff over the weekend. We had a great, great interview with, you can check it out on Facebook, and you can go to Facebook on my personal page, or you can go to Rockers in Recovery, and you can check out the Sammy and His Mom Rock in Recovery. Watch their recovery journey through music. You can go to Rockers in Recovery on Facebook and check that out. And, of course, there's some great things all over the place on Facebook, and you can also go to rockersinrecovery.com again and check out all kinds of stuff there. And Andy Pace is with us. Andy, how you doing, buddy?
Hello there, John. I'm doing great. And yourself?
I can't complain. Any day I'm above dirt, it's a good day.
Same here.
Listen, Andy, I want to, first of all, take the time and thank you. Did a little bit of an introduction already for you. And, again, you've been a professional drummer and musician for over 30 years. But what I want to do is start out with the recovery aspect. What happened for you that, you know, brought you to a recovery commitment?
What happened to me was I hit a bottom after many years. And I was only married for about 8 months. And my wife essentially packed all my belongings and threw me out of the house. So that began me asking for help and accepting it. You know, if I was to keep my marriage or just do what I'm supposed to be doing, I had to take a good look at my problem.
With your problem and getting, you know, the help that you needed, from what I understand, because we had talked about this before, you had taken some time off from the music thing, about a year or two. Is that correct?
I took a year off that was suggested by my sponsor.
Okay.
My sponsor knew me. He knew about me. And he said, if you have any chance in this at all, I suggest you do this. And it was pretty shocking at the time. It's not something I really wanted to hear. But and he did it in a gentle way. He didn't point his finger and start screaming at me, but he said, I know you. I know who you are. I know what you do. And I know your lifestyle. So if you have any chance at all in saving your life, your marriage, and your career, this is what I suggest you do. And that was very hard to accept. But I had to do it.
kind of cool in a way, because I think through that process, just from knowing you and talking with you the times that I've talked to you about it, is that you were able to go through that process. And in the future, after doing a lot of different things to enhance your recovery and then getting committed to serving others with recovery, you opened up Little Creek Lodge, which is really helping people to be able to navigate all of those experiences that you had with music, and are doing it more, at around the, second or third month of their recovery, but they get to do it with people in recovery.
That's amazing. Well put, John. Yeah, that's kind of how that whole thing unfolded. And I guess they're on an accelerated track as opposed to the one I took,
What do you find in the recovery commitment through Little Creek Lodge and giving back to the musicians that are coming through there? Do you find that it's a healing process for them and you too?
Absolutely, it goes hand in hand. They're interconnected. I have a great bunch of musicians right now with me. One particular guy, I would say, pretty well known. Played with a lot of top professional acts all over the world. And the five of us are working on a new Little Creek album right now, and it's pretty exciting. They all have different styles of music, and they're embracing the part of, hey, you know what, I'm sober doing this. It's a little awkward at first, but it feels good. So when I see and hear that, it just, it inspires me.
I could imagine... that interaction and being able to, create the music, but not only that, the writing of it and being able to get some of those emotions out, especially for somebody that's new.
Yes. And
do you think
part
that,
of their creativity is, it's sparking from the sober aspect of things, and they're talking about their newfound feelings and just feeling and seeing stuff that they didn't think was possible without drugs. So a very exciting time.
Do you think that, and you've done a lot of stuff. I mean, you were, a worldwide performer for many, many years, CC Music Factory, Gary U.S. Bonds. You've done a lot of different things in music. So you've touched a lot of people since you've gotten clean, I'm sure, in the music industry that know that, hey, listen, you've been through it and you're there and you're there to help people. Has that created for you when you're out playing live or you're in a place where, people know you're playing live and you're in recovery, has it opened up dialogue for people that might need help?
On occasion, yes. Some people are a little, standoffish when it comes to that, but, I'll get somebody coming up to me talking about that very thing and asking me, how did you do it? How do I do it? Where does it go from here? Absolutely. It's a great gift to give someone back.
Do you see that with your, with your approach now? Did that kind of just evolve, or did you have a vision of this and how it was going to take place?
You mean the creek itself, Little Creek?
Just your whole, how it all kind of ran in together. You got sober, and then all of these things started to take place in your life, and you went back to school. You became a certified addiction counselor. You opened up Little Creek Lodge. I mean, is this something that you had a vision at the very beginning, or is it just kind of unfolded in God's world?
I didn't have much of a vision. I think it's God's will. I'd ask my higher power daily what it is that he wanted me to do. And I would follow that. And the inspiration for this this culmination of things, I think, was born. And then it just kept evolving from there.
Wow.
In my office, and I often show this to some of the guys, I have a little 5x7 index card in a black frame. And it's a hand drawing of Little Creek Lodge before it ever existed. And I carried that with me for probably 3 years until it materialized. And it's part of my you know, interaction with these guys to say, I hung this on my wall so you could see that. Whatever your dream is, you can make it a reality. You just have to focus on it long enough and keep steady and don't get distracted, and this will unfold for you. So the creek was kind of like that. I had this musical background. I had a passion for the 12 steps in recovery. And I guess it's kind of natural that it all came together the way it did. So we'd have some music here. We'd have other things. But it's I'm living the dream. You know, I say that every day. I'm living the dream.
Good stuff. Well, yeah. We're very excited about you coming down for the Rockers and Recovery Music Fest and being a part of playing with the rest of the guys, with the of course the Rockers and Recovery guest artists that are playing, and we're excited to have you. And this is all about being able to help people and educate people. And right now in the United States, there's close to 200 people a day dying from opioid and heroin overdoses across the country.
Yes.
And one of the things that I wanted to ask you is if you could, just elaborate on what your feelings are on how, we could help educate people on that.
Well, that's a broad question. It's a big question. I went to four funerals last month. We went to one a week. And like you say, the death rate per day is just astounding. The education process, for me, I really think it has to go into elementary and middle school. It has to be more predominant in colleges. And the message should come from professionals and people in recovery. I think the voice of just a regular person in recovery is so important for young adults who are coming up in their life to hear from their experiences. I think these guys would really help a lot. So getting the message, like you, what you do, you get the message out there. You reach a lot of people with this positive message about sobriety, and that has a big effect on the pond and everybody in it. So more education, more messaging, reaching people that aren't in recovery yet but need to be.
What would you say to a family member out there right now that may be suffering?
I would say to them to call us and we can help you. Take the first step and put your fear aside. You don't have to call me. You can call anybody who is reputable and has a good treatment service. But you have to take the first step and overcome your fear. A lot of it is still stigmatized and stereotyped. I'll get parents who won't tell the rest of the family that their child is in treatment with us. It's a big secret. So that's a dangerous place to be. And you don't want to go to this child's wake or funeral because you were afraid to tell anybody about his addiction or her addiction. So take the first step. Overcome your fear.
And for somebody that, an addict that might be active right now, or somebody that's on the fence, or somebody, hey, listen, people go back out. What would you say to somebody that's in active addiction right now, and what would you say to them to give them some hope?
Very difficult to say anything to somebody who is actively using. There's a couple of scenarios. One of them is somebody is using just for maintenance, and I believe you can reach that person. The person who's in the stage of using it just to get high every day because they love it so much is the most difficult person to reach. And to me, what I've seen in the last 25 years of doing this is that recovery is not going to happen until it becomes their idea, not mine.
Wow.
So I had an interesting intervention with a young man about a month ago. And his life is completely unmanageable. He was in that space we were talking about. Didn't want to embrace treatment or sobriety. And I came at him in a completely different way. I said, do you have any friends? And he said, no, I don't. I don't have any friends. I mean, none. I said, would you like to have a couple of friends? He said, yes, I would. I said, well, why don't you enter recovery and treatment, and we'll show you how to make friends with people.
Wow.
So that appealed to him more so than sobriety.
Wow.
And then along the way, recovery became his idea, not mine.
Hmm.
But
so
people who are in active
it.
Addiction, it just, it's one of the loneliest places to be.
Absolutely.
And it's very difficult to reach a person like that, you know, because they're in the dark side, John. You know.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, you know something, Andy? Again, I'm really happy that you're going to be a part of the Rockers and Recovery Music Fest, and you can get that message out to people down here in the community down here. And, you know, we're going to be doing one in Pennsylvania also coming up in 2017. And
yeah.
Got a lot of stuff going on, and we're looking forward to, of course, Andy Pace carrying his message with us. That way he can help people too. And you can go to, it's a great, matter of fact, he has a great website. If you get a chance, go to littlecreekrecovery.org, and you can find out more information there. You can also, in your travels, if you want to talk with Andy, you can give a call at 877-689-2644. And very open to dialogue and helping people. So, again, Andy, I want to thank you for being a part of Rockers in Recovery and being on our show today. And we look forward to seeing you in February.
Thank you, John. I'm very excited about it. Can I give a shout-out?
Yeah, sure.
I want to give a shout-out to the Chillbillies. And looking forward to seeing those guys down at the concert in February. Love those guys.
Hey, they love you, too.
All right.
I was talking with George. George is, everybody's excited. It's just going to be a really, really cool day. All right, brother.
All right, John. Thank you.
Thank you. We'll talk soon.
God bless. Bye.
God bless you, too. All right, guys, there you go. Rockers in Recovery. And, of course, Music in Recovery with our friend Andy Pace from Little Creek Lodge. And we look forward to having more information on the festival and the updates that are going to be coming out. But if you want to know what's happening right now and where we stand, you can go to rockersandrecovery.com and click on the download of the flyer. All of the information is there, who the keynote speakers are, who the bands are, and all the rest of it. And again, thank you for tuning in, and thank you for being a part of Rockers and Recovery, and we appreciate all of the support from all of the people out there, and most importantly, our sponsors that make all of this possible, because without them, there would be no festivals, and there would be no radio shows, and there would be no magazines, and there would be no Rockers and Recovery media. Check us out at rockersandrecovery.com. Click on the About page. Tell you everything you need to know. Thanks, guys. Have a blessed day.